TalkZone.com.
Usually, when you hear an attorney and an athlete working together, either the athlete is in trouble with the law or involved in a contentious contract negotiation. I'm attorney David Spada, here with former Chicago Bear Robin Earl, and that's not the case here. You're listening to Barely Legal. Let me brief you on what Barely Legal is about. For the next hour, Rob and I will talk sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and tackle the hot legal issues affecting athletes. And now, Barely Legal.
Hey, it's that time again, folks, and welcome back to another fine edition, a live edition of the Barely Legal Show here on TalkZone.com. I'm Robin Earl, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears, and sitting in with me today, my good friend, my co-host, my compadre, attorney, David Spada. Wow, David, the White Sox are heating up like the Chicago summer since June 9th. The White Sox are 28-8 and now have a 3.5-game lead over the Detroit Tigers and our nemesis, Minnesota Vikings. I'm thinking of Brett Favre. Minnesota Twins. Hey, I tell you what, it looks like, GM Kenny Williams and manager Ozzie Guillen plans are coming together nicely. And it should be a great AL Central race for all those White Sox fans out there. I know you're not a White Sox fan, David, but you gotta pay attention to them now.
Oh yeah, I mean they're right there. They've come back from what 10 games back, June 9th.
Unbelievable.
The day the Hawks won the Cup, they were 10 games back, and now they're 2.5 games in the lead.
Kind of like magical. And for the Cubs, the Bears open up training camp in 8 days. So all you Cub fans now can focus in on Jay Cutler, Julius Peppers, and the rest of the monsters of the midday.
And that new quarterback they signed.
Or midway. Man, I've got all kinds of goobu-doobus going on today. And the Cubby Blue is now on track for another wait till next year. But they are in the news with the announcement last night that Cubs general manager Lou Whiskey Gut Piniella is retiring.
You are off.
Huh?
Cubs manager, not general manager Lou Piniella.
I said manager, didn't I?
You said general manager.
Oh, boy. Meant manager. But you know what? They ought to get rid of him, too.
Why are they letting him basically coordinate the job search for the new manager? I mean, it makes no sense. We're going to get into that with Dan Duquette. I was talking with him about that yesterday, and he had some interesting points he's going to bring up today.
Yeah, that'd be terrific. And talking about our guests, we got three great ones today. And first up will be former defensive back and drafted the same year I was drafted. David played against him a few times, played in some college all-star games with him. And that, of course, is Raymond Claiborne that actually played in the 85 Super Bowl against the Bears. And that wipeout of 46-10.
I don't know if I want to talk about that game.
Whatever.
Was he in the the Hula Bowl or the Japan Bowl with you?
Both of them, yeah. I believe he was. Absolutely. And also, you mentioned that we're going to have former manager Dan Duquette up, and that should be good to talk some baseball and see what his thoughts are and so forth, and see what direction maybe the Cubs are moving. Are we talking Ryan Sandberg? I don't know.
I don't want Sandberg. This is Chicago. This is the third largest market. We need a top manager. There's one guy to get, Joe Girardi. He wants to be here. He wanted to be here last time. Give him the job. Give him whatever he wants. And let Sandberg sit on the bench with him.
There you go.
Him and Jody, and bring all the old Cubs back. Let Maddox be the pitching coach.
Yep, sounds good. I'm just kind of sorting through some. I know why I'm kind of off key a little bit this morning, because I was out at a golf outing out at the Poplar Creek for the Hoffman Estates Park District, and they raised a bunch of money for some really great programs there for kids that can't afford it. And I don't know, we sat around a little bit last night around the round table. I didn't get home till late. So, hey, if I'm just kind of goofing a little bit, but you know what? We have fun on this show. That's what counts. Anyway, and finally, David, hey, thanks for getting this guest and obviously a former all-time great Bears player. And, the fans called him the Sack Man. His teammates called him the Colonel. And, of course, that's Richard Dent, good old number 95. It'd be good to hear, get his take on the
He had a lot of thoughts 2 weeks ago when we were sitting at the table with McMahon, him, and Moorhead
and all the guys. But you know what? That's like being a little fly on the wall, man. That's what makes it so much fun. Hey, let's thank our sponsors real quick. Of course, your office is there, David Spada Law Offices. David, we don't give your phone number out enough, man.
847-729-2667. 847-729-COMP. And then, contrary to what the show before is called, Lawyers Who Needs Them, you do need them. Rob and I were listening when we were getting ready for the show, and Rob goes, what is this, Lawyers Who Needs Them? And I asked Dave Olson, the sound guy, what it's about. He says it's two lawyers, been doing the show for 15 years, and they say you do need lawyers. But basically what that show is called kind of throws you for a loop.
Yeah, gotcha. Hey, but we also have Bolingbrook Golf Club. Haven't got down there yet, but the NFL PA had a great outing down there a couple of weeks ago and did a magnificent job. I heard they were loaded up, 144 plus golfers and two groups per tee, and that's the way you want it when you're running a golf outing. And also, obviously, what would we do without WOW Mobile? And of course, we now have PCS Sprint. I'm not supposed to say Sprint, but it's PCS now on board with us, and it's working out well. Soon Verizon will be coming on tap with us, and we'll get the team cranking again. And of course, obviously, you know, I'm involved with another program called Provision RX. That's discount prescription drug cards that they're free. You get them, you can save anywhere from 10% to 60% off on any of your prescription drugs. And you know what? Well, we're going to be doing some new voiceovers and some commercials and so forth. Hopefully, within a couple of weeks, maybe by August 1st, we'll have some new promos going.
Maybe one of our listeners can suggest a new opening. Because I know you don't like the opening we're doing now.
Well, no, I mean, well, it's just that we've done it now for how long, right?
It's got to be 6 months now.
It's got to be, no, longer than that.
After the, took Schwartz's voice off there?
No, well, you know, I
mean. Actually, it's a year, you're right.
It's probably been close to a year since we cut the new,
opening.
The opening of WOW and that voiceover and so forth.
Got to freshen up. So if any listeners want to contact us on Facebook, it's Robin Earl on Facebook or David Spada. Suggest a new opening for the show. Write it, and we'll give you credit for it. You might even get to voice it over.
Get it to voice it over. Anyway, this is the Barely Legal Show, and you can actually call in. And if you're listening and you're kind of bored and you've got nothing better to do, call in at 888-463-6748. If you go to TalkZone.com, you know, obviously you're going to have to go there in order to hear me what I'm saying here, but we're actually on webcam. You know, we got the three cameras here and I'm the guy with the kind of the bright yellow.
Is that Buffalo Bills or Stevenson Bills?
Oh, no, that is Buffalo Grove Bills, Stevenson Bills. That's the Patriots.
I don't know. I went to Fenwick.
Went to Fenwick. But, anyway, looking forward to, next week, David, I'll be at Northfield running another Chicago Bear youth camp. Got about 60, 70 kids are going to be coming into that camp, and I've got another great coaching staff, and I got now Kevin is kind of in between two-a-days and with his summer camp, so he's able to help out this week too.
Your old coach is coming on next week. I just remember Jack Pardee.
Jack Pardee, looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun with Jack. I haven't spoke to him in a long time, and he was my first coach as a pro in 1977 and directed us to the playoffs that year, 1977.
Hopefully Lovey could do something like that this year, because if he doesn't, he'll be on the unemployment line with Pinella.
Well, you know, can you believe in 8 days that the Bears are going to be opening up down in Bourbonnais? I mean, jeez. And I can, you know what? And I can see, you know, all the excitement, obviously, with Julius Peppers and Jay Cutler's in his second year with us now. And of course, with the new running back and the new big tight end they got.
Mamula and Chester Taylor.
Chester Taylor. I mean, you know, and you know, the only thing when you look at Martz, and of course now I've been working with Jeff Christensen now with the boys now for the last couple, three, 4 weeks, that, you know, why don't they hire a guy like Jeff to be the quarterback coach for the Bears? You know, is Martz got some 26-year-old flunky in there?
It's all about the money. I mean, they brought Peppers in, but then again, Agulier Sally went away, Alex Brown, so basically they're paying the same amount for one defensive end.
You know, I'm trying to remember the name. I don't, you know, I have to pull up the website here and see who is now the quarterback coach for the Bears. I have no clue.
No,
never heard of him.
They had the guy last year. Now he's coaching at a junior college or some Division I college. Last year's quarterback coach, another guy you never hear of.
Yeah. Anyway, we're
who was your quarterback coach back in the day?
Oh shoot,
was it Sid Gilman or was he the offensive coordinator?
Well, Sid was the OC.
Did you have a quarterback coach?
Trying to remember. We got to get Bob Avellini on here to give us the name of that one. He was out there last night or yesterday.
Was he? Did he remember what was going on by the end?
I think so. We had some really good. It was a former Cub,
Gene Heisel.
Gene Heiser was the coordinator of it. He's a trustee on the Hoffman Estates board. I guess that's what they call him, a trustee or something like that. But he helps run the golf line. We had a really good group of guys out there. You know, we had Kloster Richardson, two-time Super Bowl champ. Billy Lagan's good buddy. Ike Hill was out there. I hadn't seen Ike in a while. Les Shy was out there. Rainbow Trout, Steve Trout.
When's Trout going to come on the show?
I keep asking him, and I says, "Hey, Steve, I gotta get your number, man." But he's kind of evasive, you know. He didn't show up for dinner. He just kind of played golf and kind of disappeared in the wings.
Here are the Bears quarterbacks coaches: Shane Day. He spent 3 seasons as a San Francisco 49ers quality control coach. Isn't that basically just an unpaid position, just to say you work for the team? And then he becomes a Chicago Bears quarterback coach. Incredible. Prior to his time in San Francisco, he was at Michigan for 1 year as a quality coach.
Quality coach. What's
quality control coach while working with the quarterback?
What is a quality control coach?
That's a coach they don't pay any money to, from what I remember, who just basically is a gopher for the coaches to go get coffee, donuts, things like that, and to coordinate the video program or the CD program nowadays.
Amazing what they find these jobs as, isn't it? You know, you know, when you look at Charlie Weiss's background, he was a gopher for a couple, 3 years. He was. Until he kind of worked his way up. He never played the game.
Oh, no. Dave played collegiately at Rhodes College in Memphis, and he had graduate school at Kansas State.
Wait a minute.
With a degree in English.
Wait a minute. Rhodes what?
Rhodes College in Memphis.
Wow.
They're really going out there hiring top quality coaches.
Is that some NAIA, double, triple A, quadruple C school or something? My goodness gracious.
I don't know where they got these guys from. I mean, I'm looking at these people's names. I never heard of them, a lot of them.
Wow.
Here, their offensive quality control is Andrew Hayes Stoker. Another quality name. Let's see where he's from. He's going to assist the wide receivers and carry out football and business-related duties, which means he's going to go get them lunch and coffee. Prior to being in Chicago, he was a graduate assistant at A&M from 05 to 06. He played at TCU, two-time captain, and he was a recruiter for TCU.
Hmm.
They're going all out, getting top-quality coaches. Bob Avellini's more qualified to be a quarterback coach than these guys they got.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, while we got a couple of minutes here, apparently Mr. Raymond Claiborne, what happened there? You set that one up?
I set it up, and he disappeared.
Disappeared. Well, you know, maybe we'll get him off.
He's trying to catch Willie Golf from the 85 Super Bowl still,
yeah,
I guess.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Well, give me a couple minutes here to...
But Willie wasn't hard to catch because Willie would fall down after the ball was thrown to him if he caught it, or he would drop it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Before we get into Lou Piniella and the Cubs and all that good stuff, I just want to give a shout-out to some guys that I met out there at the golf outing yesterday. And I played with the Hoffman Estates Park District guys out there. And Tony LaFerrin, he's got one of those names like that. You could probably read it better than me.
One of those Italian names?
Yeah, no, that's French, I think, yeah.
Close. Italy, France, weren't they next to each other? LaFerrin,
yeah. Tony, if you're listening out there, had a great time. Good player, by the way. He's still a member of the PGA Tour or PGA Association, whatever. So he said, anytime that you're traveling, you need to get on a golf course, just give me a call. So I know that's going to come up. It's going to come in handy one of these days.
Oh, yeah, when you're back in Washington, want to play one of those courses.
Play one of those courses back there. But he good stroke on the ball, he was our most consistent player, our A player, pulled us out of the hat every once in a while. We only ended up 9 under, which was Heiser's group ended up 20 under, but they bought a bunch of yardsticks. You had this yardstick that you can use as an add-on or, you know, put it in a hole, whatever, and we didn't do that. I don't know, forgot to buy ourselves a yardstick. And
why don't you go to Home Depot Menards?
Get them there
for a couple dollars.
And another guy I know who's listening. We actually may have a listener today, David. And that's Jim McLean. And he owns a dental laboratory in Hoffman Estates. And he played in the outing. And actually he was paired up with a gentleman with the White Sox. And, hey, Jim, if you're listening, call in 888-463-6748. And just come in, just call him, say hi, and tell us a little bit about what you do and so forth. But he was with his banker, and he's a pretty interesting fellow. And we, you know, he just there was about four or five of us sitting out there with Billy Liggins and Ike Hill and Buzz Capra. Remember Buzz, former Cub player? And we're just out, you know, shooting the gab, and he came out with another gentleman, and he says, "Can I join you?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And we just sat down and started talking, and before I know it, you know, we find out exactly what he does, and he's got this dental laboratory that he makes things for dentists, and you know the good thing about this guy? He's a networker. Love networkers.
You know what's going to happen? Like it happens every show. Raymond Claiborne's going to call in at 12:30 when we have Dan Duquette on the phone. Dan's going to call in. We're going to have all three of them on hold.
Well, I know Dan wants to come on because he wants to kind of talk a little bit about, you know.
Going for the Cubs GM job.
Going for the Cubs GM.
Again, yeah. Why are they letting Hendry interview people? But again, what Duquette said is he's just conducting interviews. He has no decision-making power. It's going to be up to the team president or actually up to Ricketts to decide who they hire. But again, I think Ricketts wants to win it. Ricketts made it clear that he's not happy unless they win a championship. Just making the playoffs is not enough.
Yeah, you know, you got Lou Piniella here. He's going to end his season after 23 years as a major league manager. And I'm just thinking, when I think of Lou Piniella, I think of the Seattle Mariners, the Tampa Bay, and Cubs. Was there anybody else in there?
He won a World Series with the Reds.
Oh, that's right.
He started with the Yankees. Mr. Steinbrenner fired him.
Well, I'm glad
you
know
this.
Then
he went to the Reds. He won a championship. That was his only World Series. But again, he had Dibble, Randy Myers, and Norm Charlton is his bullpen. Eric Davis, who's the first base.
He had like the big four, didn't he, in the bullpen? You know,
yeah,
Dibble and those guys?
Dibble, Charlton, Myers. And then starting pitching-wise, he had a couple stud pitchers. And then he had Eric Davis, Barry Larkin. Hale Morris was the first base, and I was thinking I was going to say John Kruk, but he had some quality hitters, and he got it done. I think Cale Daniels was on that team, another former Cub, after he broke down after playing for the Reds. But he knew how to get it done with that bullpen. Our bullpen, we've got a bunch of garbage out there. I mean, Marshall's good, so is Cashner and Marmo, but the other stuff is just nothing. That's why we are where we are.
Gotcha.
We start the season with four rookies in the bullpen, and there were bust outs.
Yeah.
Samardzija looked like garbage.
Where is he now?
He's down in AAA with a 2.5 ERA.
No kidding.
But again.
But you're not pitching against
what he should do is
the big hitters.
I'm done.
That's right.
I'm going to go play for the Bears and be a wide receiver. He's probably the best receiver we have.
Hey, I got, I hope you're listening here. Hey, Jim, I see you called in on my cell phone here. Call in at 888-463-6748. I'm getting some hand signals over what, I think we're going to take a break in a couple minutes. I'll give you a call back, Jim. But anyway, this is the Barely Legal Show. I think we should go into a break. Man, this show is just moving right along, aren't we?
This is back in when we first started, the second show.
Yeah,
when Dave Holson was grabbing his head the whole time saying, "What are you doing?
What are we doing? What are we doing?" Anyway, we'll break for a second or two here. We'll be back. This is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earle, and I got David Spada here. We're moving right along.
If you're injured at work, don't try to be a hero and work in pain. Immediately tell your boss how you were injured and seek medical treatment. Then call my guy, attorney David Spada, to make sure that your rights are protected. David will fight for the payment of your medical bills, lost wages, and settlement. Insurance companies and employers have individuals representing their interests. Why not you? You must have an experienced attorney on your side. All fees are contingent upon your recovery. Call David Spada at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.